Okay. Today is the final shiur about Shkita, and then we'll go with other Inyanim. So the topic today is Ben Pakur. The Torah says, V'chol behema mafreses pasha v'shosha shesha shtei prosos v'leski rabba behema oso socheilu. So this is talking about the simonim, right, of a kosher animal. So the Gemara says, it has a drasha here. It says behema, and then it says ba behema. Whole behema, then it says ba behema, right in that pasuk. So if you look in Chulin Samachtes Amud Aleph on page 3, it says Mom to see the whole behema. My first is parsha. The whole behema ba behema. The rabbi says havlad. Because what is behema ba behema? It's referring to the vlad. And from the Gemara Darshins, that if an animal is pregnant, and you shech the animal, so then the shechita of the mother counts for the child, which is a fascinating halacha, because basically you'll have a child that's going to come out of the mother alive, and halachically it's considered shechted already. Oh, nidaraisa. So the Mishnah in Chulin on page 2 in Samaches Amud Aleph says behema makasha leilad v'hotzi v'uber es yodo v'chziro mutar b'achila. In other words, say the animal is pregnant and the baby inside put out its arm. So mutar b'achila. So mutar b'achila means that the rest of the animal is mutar b'achila, but the arm that was stuck out is also b'achila. Because once it's, that's what the Gemara says. Amar Yehuda and Gemara Marav. Ve'ever atzma osa. My time at Amar Kro. Vosa behema treifa lo sochelu. Kevin sheyotza bosa chutz l'mchitzosu nesa. That once the animal, once the ever is chutz l'mchitza, meaning the mchitza is the mother, that's its place. And once it stuck its arm out, that's osa. But the rest of the, so even if it brings the arm back, that's like Rosh Hashanah said, that's treifa. The arm is treifa. But the rest of the animals still need to b'shkita same. But hotzias rosho, but if it's hotzias rosho, the behemoth hotzias rosho, afal pishach zero, even though it came back in, harezel kiyulod. So then it's considered like the animal was born. And once the animal is born, then it's not need to b'shkita same. Then it's a separate entity. So this is the din of Ben Bakur, that the behema is nita b'shchita se'eim, and it's learned out from the pasuk, behema ba behema. Then we have another Mishnah, on page 4, an ayin dalet amud aleph. So it says, Ashoket es ha-behema umotzo bo ben shmon achai. Say there's an animal that's 8 months and it's alive. Or meis or ben teisha meis. Kor motzi es domo. So you take it out. In other words, it's mutter. But what if it was 9 months? Motzo ben tisha chai. What if it's 9 months? Ton shchita. So then it's considered a separate entity. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is this halacha that a behemah is nita b'shkita se'eim doesn't apply if it's 9 months old. If the fetus is 9 months old, according to the first opinion. So it gets its own shkita, its own separate entity. The chachamim omrim shkita z'imam mitaroso. So the chachamim say no, that the shkita se'eim is even mitaher a 9 month old. Reb Shimon Shazuri Omer Afil Ben Chamesh Shonim V'Chorish V'Sodah Shechita Simon Mitaroso. Even what? Even if it's Chamesh Shonim, and as far as Rosh Chodesh, in other words, whatever it was when inside the mother, then it got born, and now it's 5 years old. Still, you don't need Shechita. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's the difference between Chachamim and Moshim Shem Shazuri, which they both agree that it doesn't matter how old it is. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. Take a look on page 6. The Gemara Chulin and Ayin Hey Amud Beis in the middle. First word in the line is Rechulin. Ayinu Tanakama. So it was, isn't Rav Shimon and Shemzuri saying the same thing as Tanakama? Because the first opinion says once it's 9 months, it's a separate entity. And both of them are saying that way. So the Gemara says, Ayinu Tanakama, Amar Rav Kahana, Hifrish Al Gabi Kaka Ikabi Nayim. That the difference is once the animal is walking on the ground. Because once the animal is walking on the ground, so the question is whether you need a shechita midrabanan al tzmar tzayin. So Rav Shimon and Shazuri says even 5 years old, it was walking around, still you don't need shechita, even midrabanan. And the other opinion says no, you need shechita midrabanan. Okay, so that's a din drabanan of Ben, that still you need. So that's the question: does this din drabanan exist or not? If you look, okay. On page 22, it says a shocker is a behemoth and nymphs shera. Umotza ba ubar ben ches ben chai ben meis o ben tes meis mutter bachila veinaton shchita. Umotza ba ben tes chai in hifri salgabi karka ton shchita. So we pass in like the opinion that you need shchita. Well, sharp treifus ain't also so. But other treifus say it has a treifus. Other things that would make the animal trade, it doesn't answer. In Molifris al Gabi Karka, ain't a Shechita. But if it's not, so then it doesn't. You don't have the Din Rabbanon of Marasayin. The Din of Marasayin is once it goes on the ground. In Partsos of Kalutos, so if the hooves are not split, so then even if it's Hifrish Gabe Karka, is not Ton Shechita. Yesh Megam Gim Vedover. In other words, this Gemara, take a look, that says that if the animal has something that makes it unique, so you'll remember the animal, so then you don't have to do shechita even if it's a gabi karka, because people will know that this animal is different, and then they won't come to be matir. Because we're afraid, you're going to have a bempakua that's walking around, and you're going to just shoot it and eat it, so people will think that you can always do that. But if it's an animal that has some peculiar feature, so that's what the Gemara says here on page 6. Amar Abaye, kol modim v'kolot ben pakua shemutter. If it's a kolot, it's mutter. My timer, kol milsad v'tmiya, nitkid v'kir le'inshi. And anything that stands out, people will remember. Ikidami Amar Abaye, kol modim v'kolot ben pakua and Pekua Shetolun. My time to trade to me in Midkar Dekiri. The other opinion says you need two peculiar things. That in itself doesn't have split hooves, and it's and the mother also. Kolut ben Kluta ben Pekua. So then it really sticks out. Okay. The Arzarua speaks about this. On page 13. He says, he speaks about another thing. Well, Shochet is a behemoth, what's above Ben Tishachai? Well, he frees all Gabi Karka, so then it shouldn't need sheep even the bottom. But say it has treifa, then it's a treifa. Panachur Rabbeinu, Shemori Rabbeinu, as we keep him Rabbeinu, Yoel Aviv, Tzatzal, Shur, Osir, Bachila. It's not in the name of treifa, Shkitosa, Matara. Tzatzal, Bachila. Even there, Asur, Bachila, treifa, Asur, Bachila, Ma. So it was the Hilchus Treifa still applies. So one opinion says that it still applies, and Rabbeinu Shmuel later on, first one line is called by Behema. Further down, Rabbeinu Shmuel, first one line is called by Behema. Says Rabbeinu Shmuel, but not Trunai Zatzal Matir VeOmer DeBen Pekur Ben Tisha Chai Shu Treifa VeLo Hifisal Gabe Kaka Shu Tov Mutar. That the halachas of treifa don't apply to a ben pakua. So when the animal shechted, everything is mutter. So in Shulchan Aruch we said aval. Char treifus ain't the osir or so. Right? And then there's an interesting Rabbi Kiveger on the page here, page 22. Rabbi Kiveger says, Ton Shita, even a bracha, heavy at Shmo Shor, Shuvas Rashba, the Vrachim. So it's a machlokas. In other words, you make a bracha on the shechita. It's not really needed shechita. It's only midrabanan. They said you need shechita because of Mar Sinai. So you have to make a bracha on the shechita. The Sefer Chedvas Hashem, Greenberger, he makes a sushtel between this and the question in Mar Shabbos, whether they used to light outside, so they would light the Chanukah menorah. But say they had an opening on the north and the south, and they put the Chanukah menorah in the north, they have to put another one in the south because Mar Sinai, because people might go around the south, and so they have to light another menorah else Mar Sinai. So the discussion over there is you make a bracha on that hadlaka. So there was a question whether you do something with Mar Sinai, is there a bracha or not? Yeah.
Would you require shechita for if it was like a ben? It was not a ben pass, so it is a ben bakua or mutter bakhila.
What is it?
If you have a din where everyone's molded that it's a ben bakua, mutter bakhila, so wouldn't you have to do shechita midin marzain if it gets older? I mean, with it like becomes like a normal size. And when
well, if it's that's hifrisa gabikarka. We've already walked on the ground.
And we assume that everyone acquires money. That's the Namara sign when he walks on the ground.
If she's still going to be carried, yeah.
I have another question. What if the mother ends up being either a trefa or she's a novella?
Well, we're going to talk about that next. Page 5. Amar Rabbi Ami, Hashoket is a treifu, Matsuba ben Peskai. Words, we had two opinions before whether ben tes is nichlal and the shkita same. If the fetus is ben tes, is in mutter. So here you have a question, what if the mother was a treifa? That's your case. And then there was ben tes chai. So Divrei HaOser, the one who holds that Ben Tes is considered a separate entity and it's not Nitar, so Matya, over here it'll be okay because it's a separate entity, so even the mother's a treif, it's not going to affect the vlat. So what was a Chumra before will now be a Kula. Right. Divrei HaOser Matya, but it's not, it doesn't have the Din Treifa. Well, Divrei HaMatya, and the opinion before that says it's Nichlal, it's Mutter, Osir. And so that will be Osir over here, because it's part of the mother, then it will be Trefa. So Rava Omar, the Divrei HaMatya Nami Mutter. But even according to the opinion that says that's Nichlal, it's also Mutter because he has a unique Shita by Ben Pakua. That Dalet Simonim Achshir Be Rachmana. Which means you have two tracks. Dalet Simonim Achshir Be Rachmana means that you could ben pakua could be shechted, you could shech the mother and that'll be mutter. But sometimes if the mother doesn't work, you could shech the thing by the fetus by itself, midaraisa. You have two tracks. So therefore, even though the mother's a trefen, maybe that track shouldn't work, but you have an alternate track. That's the concept of Dal Simonim Achshir Rachmana. Then the Gemara has another discussion here. On page 6. So the Gemara says, towards the middle of the page, the last word on the line is Rav. On my Rav, you see? Misharshia. Divrei Omer Choshen Lezera Av. So there is a discussion whether an animal is only related to the mother or it's even related to its father. So Choshen L'Zera Av means it's also related to its father. So the verse says, Amar Rav Shashi, Divrei Omer Choshen L'Zera Av. Ben Pekua Haba, see, if you're not Choshen L'Zera Av, so then it's only related to the mother. But if you're Choshen L'Zera Av, then it's related to both. As Rav Shachar pointed out. If a ben pakua has relations with a regular behema and produces a child, havlad ein lo takana. So there's no way out. Why? Because so Rashi explains ein lo takana. Why? Shrehu kamisha ein lo ela simen echad itzar imo. It is because we view as each parent gives one simen. So the father contributes one simen and the mother contributes one simen. But if the father is a ben pakua, then that simen is already shochet. And now you want to shech the other one. The other one was shechted a long time ago. It's a ben pakua. Now it's has relations with other things. So the siman that the father contributes was already shechted. Now there's only one siman left, the one that his mother contributed, but that's a big shahia, because the child that was born, the ben pakua is bal behema malia. So ben pakua is contributing a siman that's already considered halachically shechted, and whenever you get her and the so it's like the ilu, like each one is contributing a siman, one is shechted, one is not. Now you're going to shecht the other one, it's a shahir. That's how Rashi learns. But of course, if ein choshen lezera'av, then the child is not related to the father, the behema, it's only related to the mother, and the mother's not a ben pakua, so then it's a regular child that requires shechita. So both simanim are considered contributed by the mother. He says a little bit different. Why don't you just shecht the kid now? So it must be that he doesn't hold from Rav Masharshi's opinion Dal Simon Machshir Achmana. Because if Dal Simon Machshir Achmana, so forget that it was shechted already from the perspective of the father, but it has its own track to shecht it now. So then that should be okay. So Rashi points out that obviously this opinion that says that doesn't hold from Dal Simon Machshir Achmana, and Tosis disagrees. And Tosis says no, the Dal Simon Machshir Achmana is only by a shechita of a treifa. But if it's not a treifa, so then everyone agrees that it's only the shechitas ha'aim and not the any other shechita. So there's an interesting Gemara here on page 5 on Ayin Dal and Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Gomer says mi Pesach. So look at Rashi, bottom. What if you shecht an animal, a pregnant animal, and you want to use the ben pakua for a korban Pesach? Ben pakua used for a korban Pesach. So Gomer says Pesach ben pakua posel. The kaimel and kochim kivol it probably yotzi dofen. Because the ben pakua is not a normal birth. The ben pakua, you shecht the mother, and then you open up the stomach, and it's a cesarean. It's not a normal birth. So a Korban Pesach has to be a normal birth. And Tosis says a different reason that it's no good. The reason why it's no good, Pesach punches the Pesach possible shum yoti. Don't be yet shall omak and dim came a mea hech podimbo. Yeah. El mitzvah mitam shkuta. Because it's already shechted. So Rabbi Benny Krohn has in the notes, it's shalom l'shma. Because you shechted the animal for whatever reason, and now you want to shecht the ben pakua, but the ben pakua is considered halakhli shechted. And when the mother was shechted, it wasn't for a korban pesach, so it's shalol l'shma. So I once saw in the Torah journal, to explain Rashi and Tosis is Rashi and Tosis l'shitoso. Because according to Rashi, what does Rashi have to say this pshat of Yotzi Dofen? Because Shalom L'Shma is not a problem according to Rashi. Because Rashi holds Dal Simon and Machshir Achmana in all cases. So by the Ben Pakua, you could check it now for Korban Pesach. So why is it no good? It must be it's no good because it's a Yotzei Dofen. Because according to Rashi, you always say Dal Simon and Machshir Achmana. So what's the problem? The mother was shechted, so shecht the kid now. So it's not a problem, shalol l'shma, because you always have another opportunity to shecht a child. So it must be the reason no good for another reason. Okay, that's the But according to Tosfos, you only say Dal Siman Machsher Rachmana is only by what? By a treifa. When the mother wasn't has a problem, then you have a second chance. So this is not a treifa. So you should have a second. According to Tosfos, it's only by a treifa. So therefore, it's only by a treifa. So if it's only by a treifa, and this is not a treifa, so then you don't say Dalad Siman Machsher Rachmana. So then the reason why it's no good is because according to Tosfos, the reason why it's no good is because it's Shelo Lishma. Because you won't get another opportunity over here. According to Rashi, you get another opportunity, so Shelo Lishma is not going to be a problem. So it must be another reason. But according to Tosfos, you always get another opportunity. Only you don't get another opportunity by treifa. So according to Tosfos, this is not a treifa. So really, you should get another opportunity. So then why is it no... no good. So Tosfos says because according to Tosfos, you don't get another opportunity because you only get another opportunity by a treifa. There's not a treifa, so you don't get another opportunity. So that's why it's a problem shelo lishma. According to Rashi, you always get another opportunity, so then it won't be a problem shelo lishma. So that's why he doesn't say Tosfos's reason. So then he has to give another reason of that it's yotzei dofen.
If the mother was a treifa, Rashi would still say it's still yotzei dofen.
Yeah, so the mother would be a treifa, yeah, would be a treifa, then it would be the same.
Yeah.
So that's what in the Kovetz Beis HaTalmud somebody suggested this idea. Okay. Then there's another question. What about the chalev and the dam of the Ben Pekuah? As we said, treifa is a question. We pass in the dozen of the treifas don't apply. What about the chalev and the dam? So the Rosh, on page 14, says, the altit mal Rav Yochanan came in the nikra chalev igmar chadoshim lama Nita b'shchita zimo, dayol levlad sheyek imo, ein shkakas matar, mataris kalva, yishlom gazer sakosifu. So the gazer sakosif, vidu chotav rabbi mosa, mashadomo osa, fishu nivla b'chol aguf, chashiv kidam evarim shepirish shol behema b'atzma. So the reason why the dam is also is because whatever dam of the Ben Pekuah was very peevish, it came back. So Meshav Damo also, the fish who nivla b'chol haguf. The dam of the Ben Pekuah is going to circulate through the mother. Chashiv kedam hevarim shepirish, shel behema atzma. Or, in other words, the dam of the behema atzma is pirish into the vlad. So if you eat the behema b'li melicha, that's not called ochal chai b'umtza. That's called dam evarim shepirish, because it's pirish from the mother into the vlad. So that's why the dam is also, even though the chalev could be mutter. And the Ran gives another pshat. Here's the Ran. Here on page 17, he says. Because it says, Well, Dom came to Mashkul, lo nafik mi Shar Yusuf. Plus it says, Behema be Behema, what was the first page? Behema be Behema, also tochelu. So it's only going on the meat, the chelev, the solids. That's where the heter is. But Dam is a Mashke, so it doesn't go on Dam. Then Rav Shechter is fond of saying over from Rav Yosef Engel, who gives another pshat as to why he says the following, that in other words, dam is also wherever it is, but chelev is only also certain parts of the animal. So mele, if you look at the ben pekua in vis-a-vis the whole animal, anything in the ben pekua is in a different place vis-a-vis the rest of the animal. Whereas it has to be on certain parts of the animal. But ben kukua is all in a different place vis-a-vis the rest of the animal. See, dam is also anywhere. But like, in other words, it has chelev alak, you know, different places that the Torah describes where the chelev has to be also. But anything in the chelev in the ben kukua is in the wrong place vis-a-vis the rest of the animal, which is not in this place. It's in like a separate pocket. So that's chelev shalobim komo. So Mele Chelev Shalobim Komo is us, is Mutter. That's a Rav Shechter said over from Rav Yosef Engel here on page 18. Then there's a Rashba on page 19, that says that this discussion of the Chelev is Tolei and the Machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, about the so you have a question of ninth month. So he says that it's totally under two opinions, because if you hold that the ninth month doesn't need its own shechita, so then it's not considered a behem b'nei atzmo, so the chelev won't be aser. But if it needs its own shechita, then it's considered a behem b'nei atzmo, and then it'll be then the chelev will be aser. Famous Rambam. What page?
7, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah. Let's look on page 10. It says, Shokhid Behemu Matzuba Shalil, Kol Chelbo Mutter, Vafil Matzuba Chai, Mimneshu Mkeve Mimena. Mshomu Lachadosh Matzuba Chai, Fapishu Lohifri, Zog Mekagi, Natsur Shkita, Chelbo Osir Chayvim Lav Koris. So the Rambam says that the Chelev of a 9 month old is Chayv Koris. If it's less than 9 months, then the chelev is mutter. If you shechted that the ben pekua is less than 9 months, the chelev is mutter. If it's 9 months, then the chaylev is usr. So I don't understand. Either chaylev should be usr always or should be mutter always. How come, what's the difference? So Menachem Zemba says a chashav pshat. Let me say it outside, you can look inside later. It's on in the Zer Avram. He says like this. There is a chakira that one could say. I'm not, you know, here to say too many chakiras, but only when you have to say it. When it's on page 15, he says like this. Here's the book. There are two ways you can understand Ben Pekua. Either the pshat in Ben Pekua is when you shecht the mother, it's ki'ilu you shecht the kid. Or you could say no. You shecht the mother, you shecht the mother. But the shechit is matir the whole thing. Okay? That's the chakir. So, ma'inav kamina. So, he wants a claim like this. That Rambam holds from both the halachas. That when it's 9 months, it's not pshat that it's a heter. It's the shkita's aim, is ki'il yishechted the animal. It's less than 9 months, it's like bottle to the mother, and it's all neater with the mother. It's not like a separate shkita. So if you consider that it's a separate heter, that's by less than 9 months, so then the chaylev is neater also. But when it's 9 months, there's no special heter. It's the shechita's aim is ki'ilu yishechted the thing. It's not a special heter that you matter everything. It's ki'ilu yishechted the mother, yishechted the behema, but there's no special heter in it. It's okay, the mice, you didn't do a mice shechita on the behema, but as if yishechted the behema, but then that doesn't apply to the chaylev. There's no special heter. There's a special din in shechita. The shechita's aim is ki'ilu yishechted the kid. That's when it's 9 months, you say that. But it's less than 9 months, it's a different word. It's not a din ki'ilu yishechted the child, but it's a din that the shkita's ha'aim, when you shech the aim, you matter the whole thing. So then you matter all the chil. That's Rav Menachem Zemba. So these are. Just about finished. Yeah, so these are the. These are the basic yisodas of Ben Pekua. Again, you know, the machlokas have been, whether it's Ben Tess, what's the din, Ben Ches, the discussion of Hifris HaGabekaka, the discussion of Shkita, Din Neke Bracha. There's also a question that Rashman and the Ra have about whether you have to use a good Shkita knife or not. Veleshkita midrabanan. Yeah, midrabanan. And then we'll see the question is the difference why chaylev is the difference between chaylev and dam and the ramam shita between bentes and not bentes by the chaylev. Veleshkita knife to Rashban Ra'on. Page? Yeah. In Shreifus, he says. And then he says. Yeah, the Kain Amo Shkotim Sakin to Kumo. Lo Shakibe. He says, wide line. Leaning on page 21, wide line in the Rashba. Leaning hilcha shechita gamke nira to lo shaiki be afil hechli odoras mutter. Right? Even chalad odoras is mutter. And then the Ra'or writes, Fani ome ima tomati b'sachim kuma afani heitzer oos in nocho oko osok yistra. Straka dobu lo nema. Shalom nema lo ela ain't josh ain't all sit. Yishmi dobu kamudinim. He disagrees with that, right? But he said that the din of shechita don't apply, and then we discussed the tekel of the dam, and then we discussed the two pshatim about ben pekusha bar ben malia. Why is it no good. And there's one thing I never said over Tosis Pshat. Tosis says the Pshat is that each parent, the Rashi learns each parent gives a different siman. So it's considered like one siman was shechted, one was not. He says that each parent gives both simanim. But if one of the parents is a bempekua, that means that 50% of each siman is already shechted. So then there's only 50% left to shecht, and that's rov. And then you don't have a rov. Then you don't have shechting rov. And then we discussed why Korban Pesach is possible, because either because it's a ben Yotzei Dofen or because it's Shalom Lashma, and the question of Dalat Simon and Machshir Echmana, and how and it's Lashitaso over there.
I know this is part of a much larger Machloket, and we saw the Gemara about Trefa, but what if the Shmita of the game itself wasn't available? Let's say you did Shehiya or Grasa or whatever.
On the aim. No, that's for sure is not good. That's for sure not good.
You
can't have a puzzle of shechita on the aim.
And then everyone, no, what happens to the kid? Meaning, according to...
Oh.
Is it on shechita? Can you do shechita? According to the mandamer that says...
Yeah, in other words, if you're dal simon machsherech mano.
Yeah. It
should be good.
So,
yeah, then the question when do you say that? That's
Rahmanu,
yeah. That's.